And we're back. It is today's Topical Currents. Joseph Cooper, Bonnie Berman is off today. Linda Gastenheimer now joins me. The great Charles Dickens, Linda, has this quote, "There is nothing better than a friend unless it's a friend with chocolate." Indeed, chocolate's flavor, uses, and varieties create a passion unlike any other food. The history of chocolate is fascinating, so are its processing methods, and chef, author, and Linda Gastenheimer's fondness for chocolate is very well known in these parts. So, today's segment is devoted to chocolate. Linda, after sex, is chocolate the most guilt-ridden treat?
Is that an X-rated question? I don't know how to answer that. I want to tell you something. Okay? Chocolate. You don't need to say anything else, right?
Right.
Diving into a piece of dark chocolate, as you mentioned, Joe, is one of my favorites. A friend once told me that it's not a coincidence that chocolate and gold are sold in bars. Chocolate bars, that is.
Oh.
Okay. Chocolate fans, this weekend is your weekend. Fairchild Tropical Garden is having their chocolate festival. And here to tell us more about this delicious gem are and their participation in the festival are Francisco and Anna Marino. They're the ambassadors for Pacari Chocolates, and that's P-A-C-A-R-I, Chocolates. Welcome, Francisco.
Hi. How are you, Linda?
Great to have you with us, and welcome, Anna.
Hi, Linda. How are you? Thanks for having us in the show.
We're very, very well because we've been gorging ourselves before the show. Anyway, we'd love to hear from you, our listeners. Do you have any chocolate questions for our guests? Give us a call. That's 800-743-9576, 800-743-WLRN.
And email is radio@WLRN.org.
And also with us is our favorite wine guy, Fred Tasker, recovering
in
from his broken leg. Don't mean to laugh, Fred, but you're up in Michigan and you slept on the ice. Well, we're so glad that you're able to join us again. You can read Fred's wine suggestions for my Dinner in Minutes column in the Miami Herald, and you can also read his wine column in the Saturday Miami Herald. Fred, how are you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling fine now. I've got it in a boot, and I'm just sitting here with my feet up, so I'm pretty comfortable.
Good.
What about wine? You got that going?
Yes, I do. That's a great painkiller.
Good to hear your voice, Fred. Glad you're back. Okay, Francisco, Pacari chocolates. They're made from Ecuador. Tell us a little bit about them.
Yes, of course, Linda. So Pacari chocolate is an Ecuadorian premium organic chocolate completely made with Arriba Nacional cacao beans, which we'll hopefully touch in a little bit later. It's a soy-free, gluten-free, and vegan chocolate, no dairy. And cannot get any better and healthier when you eat chocolate than our chocolate.
I want to tell you, I feel very healthy because I have been eating it. You mentioned that you mentioned the type of chocolate it was, but it's a single origin chocolate. So
yes.
What does that mean?
Single origin basically means that all the cacao that is used to make the chocolate comes from the same region. In this case, not only of the world, which is very much what's happening here, but we also have single regions within that region. So it's even more specific.
Is it similar to a single malt scotch or something?
Yeah, similar to that concept, correct. So we because the cacao has a terroir, like wines do. They taste different depending on the weather conditions. And,
well, you and Fred can have this conversation.
And, I'm sure.
Can.
Yeah, well, and also... it's sustainable. You're taking... Pacari means natural. Tell us about that.
Yes, yeah, so Pacari...
The name actually means something.
Pacari is in native Quechua, which is a language that was spoken by the Incas and many other Native Americans in South America many thousands of years ago. And Pacari means nature. Something like... imagine a sunrise. A beautiful sunrise.
Yes.
That's what the transcendence
like an awakening.
Of that means.
Right.
An awakening. And you're going to be, Anna, you're going to be displaying these chocolates at Fairchild? Tell
us
about that.
Yes, yes. We're going to have an outdoor booth as well as an indoor booth, and it's a lot of fun. It's a great festival. I recommend not only chocolate lovers, but people that are into eating healthier And people that want to learn more about the cacao plant, it's just an amazing festival. There's a lot of fun kids' activities. We're going to have things for the kids. We're going to be making wafers with 60% chocolate for the kids.
So you're going to be doing that right
yes,
there at
you'll
the
be,
festival. Wow.
Yes, you'll be
so
able
so
to
tell
buy
us when
chocolate.
The festival is.
The festival starts tomorrow, Friday, and it lasts until Sunday. It starts at 10 and it closes at 4.
We'll get there early because they've got yes. a lot of chocolate. Yes. You told me last year you sold a chocolate bar a minute.
Yes, it was it was a good crazy thing, and also a lot of people asking a lot of questions and becoming each time more educated about chocolate.
About the chocolate. Now, let's educate ourselves because we were testing it, and there's a Facebook video showing us testing this chocolate, and I tasted one. You told me how to eat it, and it was with lemongrass. Tell me how tell us how we ate
that. I have one
that.
Of those here. Should I open it?
I think so.
Okay.
Yes.
And I have to be told
please.
How to eat it.
Go
now.
Ahead.
Yes, yes, exactly. Tell them how to eat it.
So, when you're sampling chocolate, the first thing you want to do is close your eyes so that your taste buds are going to be enhanced because now you have one of your five senses shut down,
okay.
kind of. Then you smell it.
He's actually
go.
Doing it. Joe is actually
really
doing
good.
This. Yes, go
yeah.
ahead.
And then mm-hmm. you take a first bite.
How big?
Whatever.
Not too big, mm-hmm. but then don't keep biting it. Let it melt mm. as if it was a mint. And all of a sudden, okay. you're going to travel through that bar. Whenever you're eating really good chocolate, you don't get like the flavor like right, you know, it hits you all of a sudden. Good chocolate will make you travel because it's about an experience, just like wine or a good coffee. So
that sounds like some things I had in college.
Yeah.
Never mind. the thing is, I did this. I did what you said, and even now, I can still sort of get that lemongrass flavor in the chocolates. Now, you have other flavors in your chocolate. Tell us about some of those other flavors.
Oh, yeah. We have an Andean geranium rose.
Which so you said is, the rose is yeah. It's sweeter? It's like rose water? Or
It's infused. It's infused. You know, the rose is infused in the chocolate. It's one of our sweetest bars. It's one of those bars that people either love or don't love too much. But coming up with Valentine's coming up, it's really like getting off the shelves right now.
Now, is this just for nibbling, or can I make things with it?
We have.
Would that be sacrilege?
No, we have a home line and a professional line for people that are interested in cooking with chocolate. And we have a pastry chef on board. And she's an expert. She can answer all the questions if people have, you know, questions or want to learn more about it.
What's the website for that?
They can go to www.pacarichocolate.com and shoot an email. And the email will get to us, and we can immediately send a response back.
Okay, now I'm opening this bar. This is a very, very special one. It's premium chocolate from tree to bar, and it won an award as America's Silver. Tell us about this, and I'm going to let you have some chocolate.
Yeah, so those are the International Chocolate Awards. Imagine hundreds of chocolate bars are being sent from all around the world to compete and win this particular recognition. At the end, only a few bars get recognized with a few awards. One of them will get the gold award, which we have three of them.
This is nice.
Mm.
And the one you're tasting right now got a silver award.
No, why am I tasting? Because it's so good. Oh, sorry. talking with my mouth full.
So this is one of those particular chocolates that I was referring to when you asked me about the single region. So this is a single region chocolate for us, which means we're not mixing the cacao beans from other regions within Ecuador or Colombia or Peru, but within one particular region, and we're making the bars out of just that particular area, if you will. And it's a very, very nice chocolate, as you just can experience.
So it's soil conditions, rainfall, humidity.
It's
have
all
an effect
that.
On it.
It's all of that have an effect on it. So they're all our single region premium bars, which is this is one of them, are all 70%.
Mm-hmm. And they some people may not know what that means.
Oh,
70% cocoa or
70% cacao mm-hmm. means that out of the 100% of the ingredients in that bar, 70%
is the real thing,
cacao.
Mm. And of course, you don't have any milk or anything in it.
And the other 30
is the sweetener.
It's
it's just a sweetener.
Flavonoids, antioxidants, and energy. Well, I think I'm going to have some more, so I'll have some more energy here.
Of course.
Yes.
Let's talk about some of the other flavors that you have. You have a passion fruit chocolate.
Yes, I have that one in front of me right now, actually. Uh-huh. And that's 60%. So all our bars are dark chocolate, as you mentioned. They start at least 60%.
So that's going to be a little sweeter than them.
This one will be a little sweeter. And definitely we go all the way up to 100%, by the way, for those that are chocoholics.
Well, now the 100% would be quite bitter, wouldn't it?
It normally would. Most manufacturers don't have it, but because of our characteristics of the cacao we use, mm-hmm. it's considered the least bitter. It actually is one of our best-seller brands in lines and within
our
chocolate.
As Joe said, would you cook with that?
Yeah, you could. You could if you actually want to have something very sweet next to it that will actually make the contrast with it. But going back to the passion fruit question.
You would make a mousse with it.
You could if you add your own sweetener to it. You know, you have to keep in mind that, you know, it is a particular type of chocolate in the sense that it's pure.
You know? So you would need something sweet. What were you going to say just before the break?
Passion fruit is one of my favorite flavors. Definitely recommend for people coming to the Fairchild this weekend. On that note,
we're going to take a short break. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. My guests today are Francisco and Anna Marino. They're from Pecari Chocolates. They're going to be exhibiting at the Fairchild Tropical Garden Chocolate Festival this weekend. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back with more. And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. And we're talking chocolate with our guests today. They're Francisco and Anna Marino. They're the ambassadors from Pecari Chocolates. And I'm sorry, I'm drooling because we've been eating chocolate all morning here. And they're going to be exhibiting their chocolates at the Fairchild Tropical Garden Chocolate Festival for this weekend. They've been telling us about their very, very special chocolate. But now it's dinner in minutes. So we'll step away from chocolate for a minute, and we're going to talk about tacos, and it's fish tacos with an avocado salad. And tacos are becoming one of America's favorite sandwiches. Taquerias are everywhere. You could make this one in minutes. What I want to talk about here is that it uses sazon, S-A-Z-O-N. It's a type of seasoned salt that's used in many Spanish and Mexican dishes. But if you want, you could use Old Bay seasoning for this recipe. And I've also given you a recipe for making your own saison if you prefer. So you just, it's very simple. You just sprinkle some seasoning over the fish with a little lime juice, saute it with some tomatoes and some onions, warm your flour tortillas, and fill it with that filling of the fish and the onions and the lettuce, and a little bit of shredded lettuce too. The avocado salad is really very refreshing with the taco. You just peel some ripe avocado, drizzle some olive oil, with some vinegar dressing on it. Oil and vinegar dressing. Sorry, I guess I've been eating too many of those chocolates. The complete recipe and a photo, it's at dinnerinminutes.com. And please follow me on Twitter. That's at L. Gassenheimer. Fred Tasker, what are we drinking now?
Well, the question is wine with chocolate? And the answer is, of course. It's a delicious pairing, and you know what they say, candy is dandy, with liquor it may be quicker, but with wine it's divine. Like that.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyway, the rule of thumb is that the wine should be sweeter than the chocolate. So with milk chocolate, you would need a really sweet red wine, and port, the red dessert wine, is perfect for this. Port can be really sweet. Ruby port or tawny port would be fine. Vintage port would be even better, but that's kind of expensive. And both Douros and Sandemann from Portugal make excellent ports. Also, I like to make a bundt cake that I call too much chocolate cake. And it has chocolate cake mix, chocolate pudding mix, and lots of Hershey's chocolate kisses with the chocolate ganache frosting. And
this is what you make, Fred?
Oh, well, I've made it in the past. I haven't made
it. Yes, okay. All right. Well, it sounds pretty good to me.
It didn't stand up that long. Anyway, a powerful, supremely sweet red port is wonderful with this. You get into the other kinds of chocolate, semi-sweet, bittersweet, and that sort of thing, are a little less sweet. So they go with the red wines that are sweet but a little less sweet than port. And a good example is a red Italian Lambrusco or Castello Bonfi's Rosa Regale. They go very well with these. Now, when you get to dark chocolates with cocoa content of 70 to 85%, they go well with California's biggest, most powerful dry Cabernet Sauvignon. And that's
right.
Kind of surprising because that's
Fred, I want to interrupt you for just a minute because both Anna and Francisco are nodding heads. Yes, that's right.
Oh, good. Glad to hear it.
I think they've probably tried a little bit of it with it.
We do it all the time. We actually have folks that ask us to join their parties and help people do chocolate and wine pairings.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a little surprising because this, I'm talking about a table wine and not a dessert wine, but it's great with those less sweet, bitter, dark chocolates. And now just to show how egalitarian I am, I can mention a couple of beers that go well with chocolate. Actually, they're craft beers called chocolate stouts. They make them in two different ways. Some are brewed with special malts that when they toast them very deeply, they taste like chocolate. And in other cases, the brewers simply toss in some Godiva chocolate liqueur.
Wow.
We have also some that ask us for cacao beans, and they leave them in the
The cacao
barrels.
Beans in the...
with the beer.
When they're making the beer, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, fascinating. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's a place called Rogue Ales, R-O-G-U-E Ales in Oregon. They make some excellent chocolate stouts. And I think I've mentioned this before, but I like to drop a few scoops of Reese's Pieces peanut butter ice cream into chocolate stout to make the world's best adult ice cream soda.
So you put this Reese's Penis ice cream, and you put that into the chocolate stout, right?
Yeah. And then if you want to, you can put a little chocolate syrup on top. I mean, there's no such thing as too much chocolate. Right, Linda?
Absolutely. I'm with you. Well, I guess that's how we'll end our drinking with chocolate. Joe is sitting here laughing so hard he can't talk, Fred. okay, well, let's get back to all this chocolate that we've been tasting here. And we mentioned earlier that on your website, PicariChocolates.com, we can get cooking instructions with chocolate.
Yes, as long as you send an email. The website's not set up as an interactive website yet, but Chef Maria Jose, she will answer any questions anyone has.
About the chocolate. Now, where can we buy your chocolate? Outside of the trip, go to Fairchild, we can buy them there.
Right. No, most likely you're going to find it at most of the specialty stores in Florida. They will have, some bars. Some of them, depending on the demographics, will go for single origin. Some of them go for the sweeter bars. Some of them go for the raw collection line. But you will always be able to get the full line and view the entire catalog online, www.picarichocolate.us.
.us.
That's mm-hmm. a U.S. online card.
Right. So, excuse me. So you mentioned something that I've been meaning to ask you about, and you're talking about you have a raw chocolate bar. So what is that?
Well, the name of the line is raw, but that doesn't mean that the chocolate is raw. It's okay. Just minimally processed, so there's more nutrient in it.
So in other words, all the Picari bars are minimally processed? They're considered raw? Or
no, only this
it?
Only this line.
Oh, this
where,
line.
Yeah,
okay.
Where the temperatures may vary a little bit
mm-hmm.
so that you don't heat it up, you don't expose them to heat as much as the other chocolate. And there's more, the nutrient value in the bar is higher.
The flavonoids, all the antioxidants, which is really what people are looking for in dark chocolate, are a higher level of concentrations in a minimally processed bar.
Okay, and let's just talk about one cooking problem with...
Is it considered an aphrodisiac?
I guess it could. It all depends on how you...
Poor Francisco is
so.
Looking at Joe like, well, I'm not sure what to say.
They were touting the nutritional values. I wanted to get all of this.
Let's
go back to cooking with chocolate, okay? Let's go back to one point I'd like to make about cooking with chocolate, and that's so many people have trouble with melting chocolate. So do you have any advice here, either one of you?
Well, if it starts sticking to the bottom of the, add more cacao butter to it.
If it's the bottom of the pan.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Don't let it get any water or steam in it. And yeah, basically, okay, just go with it.
I think that's an important point about steam and water, that sometimes when we melt chocolate, it kind of seizes up and it looks grainy. And the first thing you do is think, oh, I'll put some more water in. But what you're saying is, no, water is an enemy. If a recipe calls for chocolate and melting it with water, put the exact amount of water in and no more.
But what about in the microwave?
But if it seizes up, add more butter or oil, add a fat to it. I have to admit that I always melt my chocolate in the microwave. But you have to be careful because chocolate will burn easily.
Oh, yeah.
So yes, 2 minutes max in the microwave. Take it out, stir it, and it'll continue to melt in its own heat. Now, if you're having a huge amount, maybe you need to have it a little longer.
You have to be careful. You have to double boil it, preferably, so you don't expose it directly to too much heat.
But don't you have to have it to a precise temperature for certain characteristics?
Yes. Yes, I'm sure everyone at the factory has all of those, formulas.
When they're making the chocolate.
Yeah, when they're making the chocolate, yes.
Right. But when you're cooking chocolate at home and you're melting it, you just want to be careful that it's always nice and smooth, kind of like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, the chocolate river, that's what it should look like. Mm-hmm. So it's really wonderful. Thank you so much for bringing us this delicious Pecari chocolate. My favorite, I have to say, is that lemongrass. And there was one more that just quickly, you have a salt and one with Cusco with salt and nibs in it. So some really, really wonderful.
Yes, yes.
And also rose.
The salt, that salt actually is not sea salt. It's Cusco salt, which is a region in the Andean Mountains in Peru that actually is used to farm salt.
Right. Well, I could talk more and more with you, but we're just out of a delicious time. It's been a really delicious week. Francisco and Anna Marino, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. We hope to see everyone at the Fairchild. All the details of their program is on their website.
Right. And so thank you for the chocolate you've brought. Everyone here has been just delighted. Go to fairchildtropicalgarden.com for more information. Joe, you ate well today.
Indeed.
And Fred, thank you for your advice. Fred Tasker.
Pleasure.
Next week, we're going to be talking with Seasons to Taste. She's an author, Betty King. She's a local author. We're going to learn how to leave your legacy of recipes and much more. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me then.
And that wraps up today's edition. Lead producer Richard Ives, technical direction from Jason Zapka. Polly Landis is associate producer. Bonnie and I return Monday at 1 o'clock with an important program which discusses mental health and incarceration in Broward and Miami-Dade. Jails and prisons treat more people with mental disorders than all other agencies combined. We'll learn about efforts to change that. Thanks for listening. Joseph Cooper, Linda Gassenheimer, and Fred Tasker. Stay tuned for Here and Now, next from NPR News.